Now that we've made it into the forest, you'll notice a pretty big difference in terms of the light making its way into their view and also the vegetation. We're in a fairly mature forest here with a mix of different species. This area is unique because it has a lot more hardwood tree species than some of the surrounding forests that are dominated by pines. Just stopping here alongside of the trail, I can see a variety of oaks, sweet gum, holly trees. American holly are these evergreen broadleaf trees that are below the main canopy. I see some pine trees as well, but they're just individuals. Another thing I would point out is that we're up kind of on the high part of the landscape on this trail, and the total elevation above sea level is something like 12 feet, which is very low in the grand scheme of things. We're on the mid-Atlantic coastal plain, so this landscape is very flat, generally speaking. A unique thing about this property is that we do have a variety of subtle elevation changes in pretty close proximity to each other. So as you walk through this trail, try and notice the subtle changes that happen when you walk from the higher ground down to the bottomland forest, which you're going to proceed along to now. The trail has markers, so it's fairly easy to follow. Hopefully you were able to grab one of the trail maps. The path itself is fairly well worn, so in combination you'll find it easy to stay on this nature trail by using the little yellow signs that are nailed to the trees and the white paint blazes that are on the sides of the trees.